Acts chapter 27. And when it was determined that we should sail into Italy, they delivered Paul and certain other prisoners to one named Julius, a centurion of Augustus' band, and entering into a ship of Adramidium, we launched, meaning to sail by the coasts of Asia Minor. 1. Aristarchus, a Macedonian of Thessalonica, being with us. And the next day we landed at Sidon, and Julius courteously treated Paul and gave him liberty to go to his friends to refresh himself. And when we had launched from there, we sailed under Cyprus because the winds were contrary. And when we had sailed over the Sea of Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Myra, a city of Lycia, and there the centurion found a ship of Alexandria sailing into Italy, and he put us on it. And when we had sailed slowly many days and scarcely had come opposite Tinnitus, the wind not allowing us, we sailed under Crete opposite Salmone, and hardly passing it came to a place which is called the Fair Havens, near to the city of Lycia. Now, when much time was spent, and when sailing was now dangerous, because the fast day of atonement had now already passed, Paul admonished them and said to them, "Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the cargo and ship, but also of our lives." Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul. And because the haven was not accommodating to winter in, the more advised to depart from there. Also, if by any means they might attain to Phoenice and there to winter, which is a haven of Crete and lies toward the south west and north west, and when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, leaving from there, they sailed close by Crete. But not long after, there arose against it a stormy wind called Euroclydon, tropical, cyclone, hurricane, and when the ship was caught and coup, LD not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. And running under a certain island, which is called Clauda, we had much woe. RK to Company M E by the boat, which when they had taken up, they used helps, undergirding the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksands, struck sail, and so were driven. And we, being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day, they, Lee, G, Keta, Ne, D, the ship, and the third day, we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship, and when neither sun nor stars appeared in many days and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after lo, nye, abs, t, n, ence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, you should have listened to me and not have left from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I encourage you to be of good cheer, because there shall be no loss of N Y M N S L Ife A among you, but of the ship, because there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, do not fear, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar, and indeed God has given you all those who sail with you. Four. Sirs, be of good cheer, because I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. However, we must be cast, you, upon a certain island. But when the 14th night had come, as we were driven up and down in Adria about midnight, the, I, lore, s, d, e term, ined that they were drawing near to some country, and sounded, and found it 20 fathoms deep, about 120 feet, 36.6 meters. And when they had gone a little further, they sounded again and found it 15 f a, though mis deep, about 90 feet or 27.4 meters. Then fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they ca st 4 anchors out of the stern, and wished for the day. And as the sailors were about to flee, they acted as though they w e re go I n g to let down anchors at the front of the ship, but let down the lifeboat to escape. Paul said to the centurion and to t he soldiers, unless these stay in the ship, you cannot be saved. Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the lifeboat, a n d let h e r foul l off. And while the day was coming on, Paul encouraged them all to take food, saying, today is the 14th day that you have stayed and continued fasting, having taken nothing. Therefore, I encourage you to take some food. B E cow se, this is for your health, because there shall not a hair fall from the head of any of you. And when he had so spoken, he took bread, a and he gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then they w-r-e-al-l-o-f goo d cheer, and they also took some food. And there were 276 of us in all in the ship. And when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship and cast out the wheat into the sea. And when it was day, They did not grow. Es, hip, o, and the land. But they discovered a certain creek with a shore into which they were determined, if it were possible, to thrust in ch, e, ship. And when they had taken up the anchors, they committed themselves to the sea and loosed the rudder. B, A, N, D, S, A, N, D, ho, easted up the mainsail to the wind and made toward shore, and falling into a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the front stuck fast and remained unmoveable, but the back part was broken with the violence of the wave. S, N, D, the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. But the centurion, wanting to save Pau, L, kept them from their purpose, and commanded that those who could swim should cast themselves first into the E, S, E, A, N, D, get to land, and the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they all escaped SAF, E2, land.